around me, and all my thoughts were cloudy, and I had begun to doubt all the things that were me. Been in so many places, you know I've run so many races, looked into the empty faces of the people of the night. Something is just not right, 'cause I know that I gotta get out of here. I'm so alone. Don't you know that I gotta get out of here, 'cause New York's not my home. Though all the streets are crowded, there's something strange about it. I lived there about a year and I never once felt at home. I thought I'd make the big time. I learned a lot of lessons awful quick, and now I'm telling you that they were not the nice kind. It's been so long since I have felt fine. That's the reason that I gotta get out of here. I'm so alone. Don't you know that I gotta get out of here, 'cause New York's not my home.
Yeah. By the way the land is laying, I think I'd be safe in saying that over the next hill we'll be home. It's a straight and narrow highway, no detour and no byways, and over the next hill we'll be home. From the prophets I've been hearing, I would say the end is nearing, for I see familiar landmarks all along. By the dreams that I've been dreaming, there will come a great redeeming, and over the next hill we'll be home. By the speed that we've been making, I would say there's no mistaking that over the next hill we'll be home. There's a place that we are nearing that so many have been fearing, and over the next hill we'll be home. When we get there, we're all hoping that we'll find the gate is open, and there'll be a refuge from the coming storm. For the way's been long and weary, but at last the end is nearing, and over the next hill we'll be home.
Hi everyone, this is Jerry. Sorry for that short delay. I was still climbing that next hill, just trying to get to the home of the studio. Here I am. I want to say hi to Michelle and Rosemary and Raina and Carol in chat. Hi everybody. And I want to say hi to Tana online. I'll bring you on in a few minutes, Tana. Happy day, everybody. yeah. Well, this is one of those days where I don't have a lot in me to do a lot of this. Continuing to have preoccupations, and so just want to be put out there what we can. I scheduled the show not very long ago, and. But I do have a few things to share. I think you're going to find them interesting. I will try to illustrate them as well as I can. The Lord gave me the verse for our title box on the show, on our page. And it's number 614. I just read it. Okay, that's interesting. I saw a couple things there that intrigued me. And then I put it in the title box, hit enter, whatever, created the show, and then I looked at the verse in front of it, and I'll get into that in a few moments. And I'm going to read a good bit of number six, not all of it, but several verses. And I don't want to say too much about it, but if you look at it yourself or you listen to what I read, if you know the history of our group, if you know who our pastor is, Jesus, I think you're going to hear things that are interesting. Also, there was an experience in chat. Rosemary did not know this, and she used a phrase that I found very interesting because I was still sort of processing all this right at the time. Oh, that's right. It's Tana's birthday. Oh, my goodness. We have to play happy birthday song. Wow. That's right. Sorry, Tana. I should have remembered right away. But, there's a reason I played Indiana Jones. Let's put it that way. What can we do? Well, how about this?
You know, it doesn't make much sense. There ought to be a law against anyone who takes offense at a day in your celebration. Because we all know in our minds that there ought to be a time that we can set aside. And to have a world party on the day you came to be. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Well, I never understood how a man who fights for good could not have a day that would be set aside for your recognition. Because it never should be just because some cannot see the dream as clear as he, and that they should, that it's become an illusion. And yes, you left a mark on every heart here in Hyde Park. You are the brightest star. Happy birthday, Madiba. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday. Why has there never been a holiday where two of you two.
So we'll say hi to Tana and happy birthday, Tana. Actually, I caught her by surprise.
Maybe she Thank can't. You. I love
there you.
Are. I love you all. Thanks for my birthday song.
You're welcome.
I love you, Tisha. But poop today. Yay, poop day. Happy poop day.
Yeah, happy poof day. Oh, wait a minute. You can get another happy birthday. Hi, Mama Pat. We just played a happy birthday song for Tana.
Oh, happy birthday, Tana. Love you all. Finally back. Stupid phones. Don't know what was wrong, but
thank you, Mama Pat. Love you.
Yeah, have a beautiful
Everybody says
day.
Happy. Everybody says happy birthday in chat. We have Raina and
sure.
Michelle and Rosemary and Carol. Happy birthday, Tana. So.
Thank you, everyone in chat, for my birthday wishes.
Thanks
for my birthday
you,
email. Thank you, everybody, for my birthday text. I love you all. Thank you,
love
Jesus.
You, sweetie.
Thank you all for creating me today. Thank you all for creating me today. So I can be taken up today at times such as this for choosing me. Thank you, Allah, for loving me.
Aww.
Amen. Amen.
That's so sweet.
Flower. Flower.
Flower today.
So that's awesome. That's awesome. I maybe if hopefully. I will try to remember to play you another happy birthday song before the show's over, Tana. But I am mucho distracted at the moment, so I'm hanging in there as best I can. So hi, Mama Pat. How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. I had a beautiful vision of I was looking at a gorgeous, I don't know if I sent it to you guys or not, of Israel, and it showed a long bench, and it was looking to says to Zion. So it was like the old Jerusalem, but no one was sitting on the bench. And this is for all of you now, okay? So I said to Jesus, I said, "Oh, I said, I wish I was sitting on the bench with you, and we were just looking at, you know, the Jerusalem together." Then all of a sudden, well, don't cry. He was sitting next to me, toward the right. And he had on like a dark, he was tall, but we were sitting down. I was sitting to his left, and he had on, you know what dusty blue looks like, but it was darker, like the darkest shade of dusty blue. It's not a cape, it's not a shawl, it's whatever they wore in those days, something over, and he had like
cloak,
a medium dark brown
kind of cloak.
Cloak or something, yeah. And then he had the long hair, but not too long, and it was brown, but it had like some gold, and it was just it wasn't like real dark brown. I couldn't really see his face because he was kind of side profile. We were just looking at each other because I was so surprised. And then he had like a medium dark brown garment on, more like a shepherd. I think he was wearing sandals, and he had his arm on my shoulder. And this is for all of you. And he just looked at me, and very gently he just kissed me like a 1 second kiss, you know, like a good friend or our spouse really, but was very respectful and lovely. And then he put my head on his shoulder, and he put his face against mine. This whole vision was only like 14 seconds. And then we sat side by side with our shoulders touching and our heads together and just looking out on the old Jerusalem. So he visited me in the video that way. And it was so tender, so real. Everything was in color. It was just almost in slow motion because it was so respectful and lovely. And again, this is for – so that I just wanted to share that, you know, with all of you. That was like a couple of days ago. And so that was so real. And he does stuff like that. He does stuff like that, you know, because I was just this long bench, nobody on it, and looking toward Jerusalem. I guess it was in the Garden of, I don't know where it was, the city of Zion, it said, or something like that. It had two big, beautiful trees, like those olive trees look like. There's another tree that grows very big there. It's not an olive tree, but I don't know what it is. And that was the vision. It was just, it was like maybe 14 seconds long. It was just very sweet, very, very tender, you know. Like kind of a friend-spouse combined kind of a thingy, you know. So that's what I had that. And then the numbers 111 and 455, you know. So, yeah, so I'm seeing those numbers or 544. I'm seeing 55. I'm seeing fives, you know. So I have not. I'm just putting it out there.
Yeah.
I have no idea. You know.
Right.
The weather's been beautiful. It's 74 today. It's 72 tomorrow. I sit outside. I have to tell you something, guys. No, I really go out on a limb with you people. Oh, dear God. I had said to Jesus last week, I said, can't you have the nice weather just for like another week, you know, in the 70s? And I was looking at the picture that I was at the Holy Face, and I remember he had said, "Oh, if only you thanked me for this weather, I would give you more of it." So the other day, yesterday, I was so tired. I get these wiped out feelings, and I was sitting, and he said, "Why don't you go outside? You asked me for this nice weather. I gave it to you." And I was fine. I didn't go out because I was so tired, but I spent all day today, like, outside because it's so unusual, this weather. It's like, where did this come from? And he reminded me that I prayed. He said, "Did you ask me something?" I said, "Yes." And I said, so all day I was just thanking him for this gorgeous weather. It's all week in the high 60s, 70s. How is it going to be? What kind of a blizzard next week, you know? But that was so funny. That was so funny. See, I tell you guys everything, even if it's like, you know, but he's so sweet. He does things like this. And I'm always the most one surprised, most of all, that he does that. Because I'll ask him or tell him things or pour my heart. And if he doesn't answer, that's okay. But sometimes he really does. He just comes through. And it's like, I had problems today and a couple of little things, and bam, he took care of it in one swoop. He just took care of it for me, you know? Yeah, so it's, wow, I hope that does something to somebody's faith because, man, he's listening. He's right there. And he's looking at you, and he hears everything you say. So don't think he's not listening or that he didn't hear you, because he did. And if it's okay for you and if it's according to his will, you're going to get it. I did.
Right.
Oh, my God, my vision,
right.
And I got my weather. and a couple of other
you
things.
Did.
Yeah, and my pipes are fixed. Keith did the fix. He did the faucets. He's working on my car again. He got that running back. So it's like, and I just look at Jesus and I say, you know, I have a problem. And could you please help me? Who was the one? Tana with the car and the machine. Somebody had problems.
Yeah,
problem.
No,
yeah, right.
In my car,
right,
my washing and dryer.
Okay, so he does.
Yeah.
He does these things for us. It's so fun. It really is. It's like, I just have to run it by him, but I get a little emotional sometimes, teary, like things really bother me, like things in the family, and I'll just pour my heart out to him. But I'm learning that why he's right there and he's listening and like he heard you. Say it once, he heard you.
that's great because I need prayers for Friday if we're here. I don't plan on being here, but the soap opera called for me to work on the soap opera, and I'm supposed to be at work at night, and I need work to bend and let me come in at 7:30 as opposed to my normal time. So I pray, mm-hmm. Lord Jesus, works that out for me so I get to do both.
Jesus, work it out for her. You
thank
worked it out
Jesus.
For me. Worked
Amen.
It out for Tana. She loves
Amen.
You. She trusts
Amen.
You.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. We agree.
Thank you.
Hey, Tana,
amen.
You've
we
got
do
to take care of it.
Thank you, Father, for meeting us at Tana's
yes.
needs. Amen. Amen.
Yes. Amen. He's got it now. So whatever happens, no matter what happens, baby, he's got it, and it's going to happen because we gave it to him, okay? And whatever he
amen.
Decides, have peace. That's what I'm learning, guys. I'm learning, like, if you read it by the Lord, shut up and have peace and don't bother him again about it. He's got it.
Yeah, that was my thing today. I had so much anxiety over this because I finally just like, Lord, I surrender this to you. I know you always help me. You're going to deal this with this. So I surrender to you.
Good. He's got it. Let it go. Just be concentrate. See, he doesn't want us getting stressed over stuff because we have other things to take care of, and we have other people in our life who need our smile and our encouragement. And if we're stressed out about, you know, give it to him. Like he says in He and I, when there's something you can't do anything about, give it to me and go back to the peace within me. Give it to me. So that's what we do. Jesus, you got it.
Yeah, and you know, I said it again for prayer because when two or more are gathered in his name, it
yes.
is so.
We agree. Tana's not going to have any stress. Whatever happens is your will, Lord. End of conversation. End of that's it. We're not going to bring it up again. You don't have to say
right.
a million prayers.
Right. Yep.
Just give it to him. Just give it to him. Let him have it.
Mm-hmm.
He wants it. He says that. So many things I read. Give me your miseries. Give me your trials. Let me take care of the heavier end of things. Why do you try to do everything yourself? Give it to me. I'm the Father. Give it to me. I said, okay. You asked for it.
So if we're here, I'll have a praise report tomorrow for Jesus.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'll tell you in the air that didn't even matter.
Didn't even matter, right? Forget it, Lord. Don't have to take care of it. Yeah, that's what we really want to do. Yeah, this week's on high alert. Are you kidding? Wow. Wow. Yeah.
I was asking Jesus for my birthday present today. The best birthday present would be to poof home.
It ain't over yet.
Exactly. It's not over yet. I said that would be the most amazing birthday present ever.
I'll even bake you a cake, honey. Well, we got all them cupcakes to make, too, and pizza, and we got to take care of all them babies, and we're not going to have time to breathe up there.
Yeah, so we got to go home now and eat cupcakes. And, Jerry, did you eat the cupcake yet?
Aww.
Jerry, did you eat your cupcake yet?
Well, I have. Sorry, I had a little interruption, but it's okay. I did not eat my cupcake. I walked right past it. I almost picked one up before the show started, and I thought, no, I don't want a cupcake in my mouth when I'm starting the show, so I didn't do it. But So in chat, everybody says they loved your vision, Pat, and they said you always have the best visions. That was Michelle. And she says, Rosemary says, Jesus is trendy. Those shades of blue and brown together are in, quote unquote.
And, oh, I guess, yes, blue and brown's beautiful. I'm like a little kid,
says,
guys. I'm just like a little kid. I really am. I'm so simple, it's pathetic. You know, and if I was any more laid back, I'd be in a coma, you know. So, I mean, the poor Jesus, he's got to push and pull and prod, poor thing. If he can love me, honey, he can love anybody. He can put up with anybody.
Jesus.
Trust me.
Rosemary says, Jesus with a bow on his head equals the perfect birthday gift. Amen.
Oh, right.
Have a birthday gift. Have a birthday
we'll
gift
a dusty,
for Tana, yeah.
Dusty blue bow on your head, Lord, to go with the dusty blue whatever
blue
that is you're wearing.
Amen.
What did you say it was?
He's the only birthday gift I want. He's the only thing I want.
I know, right? Yeah, just him, honey. Just him. That's all we want. I tell him that after the day. All I want is you, you know. I get tears because I get so lonely. And I say, when? Because he comes so alive. Oh, his eyes change. Oh, my gosh. It's like right there. And I just let him have it. I said, when? I said, you see how lonely we are? Do you see how we're crying for you? When? And I think it drives him nuts, but it's like, you know. He loves it.
Right.
He loves us. He said, the more you long for me, because he knows how lonely we are, and he knows how lonely I am, and he says, the more you long for me, the more you're making up for the ones who don't even think about me or even believe. He says, the more you look at me and glorifies me. He says, if you spend hours even just looking at me, I was praying today, and he said, stop. He says, just look at me. Don't say anything. Just look at me. You don't have to be yakking all the way. You know, when God made Eve, he forgot the duct tape. You know, you don't have to talk all the time. Just look at me. He's a man. He doesn't want to talk all the time.
Did you?
That's right. That's the truth.
Men do however too. It's like don't talk. He doesn't want to talk all the time, and I'll talk a blue streak, and he's like, he's so patient with me. But I know the Lord in him is like, you know, shush a little. Are you kidding, Lord? You made woman. You know, get the duct tape. You know, because we don't shut up. We don't.
Yeah,
I can feel this in him when he's looking at me. Like he's so polite, though. You know, but it's like you don't have to be talking all the time. You can just look at me and not say a word. Don't do that today. I got the hint.
Yeah,
he's so
there you
polite,
go.
Though. He's so polite.
It's true.
I'm saying,
it's true.
Shut up, Pat. Enough words. You've said enough right already. I heard you. No, he's very sweet. Like, just look at me. You don't have to say a word. I got the hint.
Yeah. I have to do something for my kids here. And so what I want to do is sort of move along with the things that I do have. Because something came up here and I need to spend a little time with them. So, anyway, that's really all wonderful. Thank you, Tana and Pat. And thank you, Tana, for having a birthday.
Yeah, we could say happy birthday.
Oh, you're welcome. I would say quickly, I watched a YouTube video. The one guy talked to Jesus, and Jesus said, you should be jumping down and up for joy for as close as I am to coming to get you.
Oh, wow.
And then the other one was the next thing on Abba's event calendar is the rapture. So,
fantastic.
Carry on.
Oh, well.
Yeah, thanks, Donna. So I was scheduling the show not too long ago, only a couple hours ago, really, 2-3 hours ago maybe, I guess. And and I just asked the Lord if he wanted anything in our text box for the show, and he said, I said, you want a verse? And he said, yes. So he said, I'll give you one. And I said, okay, so which one is it? He says, Numbers 6:14. Numbers 6:14. So I looked up Numbers 6:14, and I want to go through this. I don't want to make kind of too many claims, if you will, about this, but I really want to encourage you to consider the metaphors and things, which you'll understand when I read a few of the verses that are around this. But let me start here. This is just the verse he gave me, and this is what I heard. Or, I mean, that's what I read. Because I just went straight to 6:14. I didn't read the rest of it. Anyway, it says, quote, "He is to present an offering to the Lord of one unblemished year-old male lamb as a burnt offering, one unblemished year-old female lamb as a sin offering, one unblemished ram as a fellowship offering." Now, the male and the female and the ram, and what really caught my attention that put it into a context for me was year old. Because I've just mentioned in the last few days that as we look back at the Elijah pattern, in fact, I even said on the show a few days ago that this notion of one-year anniversaries was starting to pop out. And he led me to this verse. I didn't search for it or anything like that. He just said number 6:14, and Ooh. Here it is, 1 year old. I will begin to talk about some of the things about the Elijah pattern and what, as part of that search, what we're starting to find in our current context right now. But I will sort of introduce it anyway. But let me go right now to the rest of number 6, and at least part of it. So I went back and glanced at it after I entered the show, and what I read is the verse above it, number 6:13. This is the law of the Nazarite. People, this is about Jesus. This is a prophecy. And I believe it's an end time prophecy of Jesus. Because Jesus was a Nazarene, which makes him a Nazarite out of Nazareth.
Nazarite.
And so, that's right. We have all the ites, right? You know, all the ites. The Hittites and whatever and all that. We have all the ites, and so when you put that suffix on a word, it means they're from that place. So this is the law of the Nazarite. Now consider that Jesus is our pastor, and I may have a few things on my mind right now that you might not have on your mind, but listen to this. Consider the metaphors, the comparisons, and the fact that this could be prophetic. Number 6:13, this is the law of the Nazarite. On the day his time of consecration is completed, he must be brought to the entrance to the tent of meeting. A tent of meeting is a tabernacle. He is to present an offering to the Lord of one unblemished year-old male lamb as a burnt offering, one unblemished year-old female lamb as a sin offering, one unblemished ram as a fellowship offering. At the moment, for me, the year-old represents a one-year anniversary. Along with their grain offerings and drink offerings and basket of unleavened cakes made from fine flour mixed with oil and unleavened wafers coated with oil, the priest is to present these before the Lord and sacrifice the Nazarites' sin offering and burnt offering. So think Jesus' sin offering, burnt offering. This is end time. This is, it says, to revert to the other verse, it says, on the day his time of consecration is completed. The priest, he will also offer the ram as a fellowship sacrifice to the Lord, together with the basket of unleavened bread. Then the priest will offer the accompanying grain offering and drink offering. The Nazarite is to shave his consecrated head at the entrance to the tent of the meeting, take the hair from his head, and put it on the fire under the fellowship sacrifice. So we have fellowship sacrifice, a fellowship sacrifice offered by the Nazarite. And, being a member here of our rapture-centric church, which he brought together, it's about fellowship. Verse 19, the priest is to take the boiled shoulder from the ram, one unleavened cake from the basket, and one unleavened wafer, and put them into the hands of the Nazirite after he has shaved his consecrated head. The priest is to wave them as a presentation offering before the Lord. It is a holy portion for the priest. In addition to the breast of the presentation offering and the thigh of the contribution, after that, the Nazirite may drink wine. This is the ritual of the Nazirite who vows his offering to the Lord for his consecration in addition to whatever else he can afford. He must fulfill whatever vow he makes in keeping with the ritual for his consecration. So I don't know if you get out of that what I do, but I found it very interesting, and I promise you, you led me directly to that a few hours before now. So I see some things in there, especially the mention of the shoulder of the ram. That reminds me of the verse about Issachar, which is connected to our rapture-centric group here. We've been shown that a few different ways. And Issachar and the donkey, which puts his shoulder to the burden and of his master because he sees that his resting place is good. So, I had that, and that came up just before the show. I found that interesting and worthwhile. And let me see here. Now, shifting directions, I'm going to read. Well, let's see. I have to find the right one. I have to go back. I'm going to read an email, and Jason and Michelle and I have all been considering the Elijah pattern and looking back on it, and see, I covered this. Let me go over it again. I don't know. May not be the day to do that right now. But let me find the one I'm thinking about here. Okay, here is an email he sent me a few days ago, several days ago. And that's just sort of how far behind we are, sorry, in presenting some of this. This is what Jason wrote to me after we had had a conversation about looking back on the Elijah pattern, and I'm just going to present it in its, as he wrote it. We'll try it. We're still sorting through some of this. I'm not quite sure what I think about it. I really haven't had much of a chance to get back on it. But anyway, here it is, Jason from several days ago. In regards to the Elijah pattern, what came to mind was there are 150 days from April 15th to September 12th. Another 84 days from that point lands on December 5th. It's quite common for him to show me something very short term and then at the same time show me something longer term. It's fascinating, but at the same time somewhat frustrating. I think it's to encourage me for the short term and at the same time mentally prepare me for something a little longer. I sure hope we're on the we're not here in December. I did see the headline. Tana posted about Putin itching to get 150,000 ground troops into Syria. Corrine did have that dream where there is an explosion after November 6th. Can't start a fire without a spark. The spark is there. Now it's time for the fire and explosion. Okay, so because his most recent email is a discussion about the November 19th show, so what I'm doing here is I'm sort of historically looking chronologically into some of the things. The November 19th, it didn't come up on the show. I hosted November 19th, I think. And while the show was going on and people were giving their testimonies and things that they'd experienced, basically speaking about different things, I was beginning to see in front of me that the Elijah, first of all, that the next set of 50 days went to December 25th.
And we had just come off a November 5th Julian date set on the 18th. I'm doing a show on the 19th. I think I'm done with all that. And I look down and I just start poking around in the garage while the show's going on. And I realize that the pattern continues to the 25th of December, which is obviously really significant for two reasons. First of all, the 25th of December is Christmas, but more importantly, that was the very first date set for the prior year, December 25th, 2013, for Rapture Center Group through Judy and her son. And it was the first date set. It was also the date that her son's YouTube ministry was ended and the channel taken down. And so that was the day I realized that. So I was curious and went back and listened to the November 19th show to see what was happening, you know, that frankly I was distracted from while to some degree while it was happening because I was finding this other stuff. And then I suggested that Jason listen to it because I heard a few things that I thought were extremely interesting, and I didn't want to tell him what they were because I wanted to see if it hit him the same way. I wanted to sort of test what I was hearing and see if he picked up on it too to make it a little stronger. So this is his email to me just a few minutes ago. A while ago, but less than an hour ago, about this. He said, "Hey, bro, I listened to the November 19th show from last year. It was quite an impressive show. A lot of dreams, Tana and a wedding, Michelle and a tornado, Bill and his waterfall dream, Stacy had a vision. Two experiences involved a hand reaching down and pulling people up. Also, Judy woke up to These Are the Days of Elijah song, which is what led to us putting it into our studio. And the Lord changed her screensaver to these bubbles going up and then disappearing." Now, this is all one day, okay? This is November 19th. Remember, November 19th, that year, was the one-year anniversary of the Lord falling on Judy's son. And she came home, the Lord fell on him, turned into a prophet. He didn't eat or drink anything for 7 days. And the Lord told Judy that night to quit her job. She quit her job. She didn't go, but that was the 20th, and she didn't work after the 19th of November. And so this was the one-year anniversary of that experience, which I'm not sure, I don't even know if we mentioned it on that show. So, you know, here we are chasing all this other stuff. But anyway, the point is, that all happened on this show. Okay, so now check this out, he says. "Remember the email I sent you recently, I think it was October 25th, where Corrine had a dream where she saw bubbles going up in the air. She had asked the question, 'I want to see heaven.' And now she's had a really remarkable experience. She has insecurities about the walk that the Lord has her on, but at the same time, she's had an amazing consistency of asking the Lord a question and him delivering an answer in a dream. So here is another occasion of that. She had asked the question, 'I want to see heaven.' I think this was October 25th. That's what he showed her, was bubbles going up. She had this dream while I was in Austin and when he had gone away for a few days. And when I talked to her about it, that's the first thing I thought of. Judy, and then she said, Judy's phone from last year and the bubbles. I just didn't know what day that happened. Turns out it was November 19th. So this, he was already thinking about the bubbles, and he didn't know when it was. I directed him to the November 19th show. I didn't know he was thinking about that, and that's the show that it was discussed. I was going to listen to the he continues. I was going to listen to the December 1st show, which is one I have looked at. I asked everybody to listen to yesterday, or anytime you wish, in the archives, December 1st, 2014 show, which was the revelation of the Elijah pattern. Which I explained, rather than the November 19th one, but Michelle had sent me an email where she had already listened to the one from December 1st, accompanied with garage work from that show. So I decided to go with the November 19th show instead. Glad I did, because that was a cool connection. Also, right at the end of the show, you said something like, I noticed during the show 1919, 2020, and 2021. Okay, so that is kind of a tease. For
what we're experiencing as we're starting to look back into this and see some things, I want to talk a little bit more. Honestly, the thing that really struck out to me because of what I have been looking at relative to the Elijah pattern was this is the November 19th show, the one-year anniversary of the Lord falling on Judy's son. And early in the show, very early in the show, Bill had sent out an email with this dream that he had. And it was a very detailed dream. He was he felt it was prophetic. It was, he really felt like it had to do with our group. And there was water going over three successive mountain ranges towards a lodge that he and we were in. And also there was this experience where there was a waterfall as part of this, and he, his personal experience was he was trying to go up from one level to the next as people were ascending, and he kept needing help. He sort of was trying, he kept needing a little help, but every time he needed help at the last second, an arm reached down and grabbed him and pulled him up to the next level. So that is a quick synopsis of Bill's dream. But I have to tell you, it really excited me because Jason and I had already had a conversation about, let's just say, the 17th through the 19th type time frame. And that's part of when some of the things that are falling out of us looking back at this Elijah pattern. And When I listened to his dream and him talk about it, I really felt it was anointed, and I just felt it was a very interesting, I felt a confirmation that it was something relevant to where we're at right now. Let me just put it that
way.
Yeah. And other people had a lot of other interesting things, and you can hear, let me just read this over again. This is the November 19th show, Jason's synopsis, a lot of dreams. Tana had a wedding, Michelle and a tornado, Bill and his waterfall dream, Stacy had a vision, two experiences involved a hand reaching down and pulling people up. Also, Judy woke up to "These Are the Days of Elijah" song, and the Lord changed her screensaver to these bubbles going up and then disappearing. So the day Judy had that happen was the day that I realized something during the show that led me to find eventually the Elijah pattern in the next 14 days and discuss it, maybe less than 14 days. I guess it would have been 10 or 11 days. I did not know about the Elijah pattern on this day. Judy had the Days of Elijah song. This was an extremely anointed show, people. This was huge, really, really huge. And the Lord changed her screensaver to these bubbles going up and then disappearing. And so I read what he said about Corrine's experience recently. This was in the last several days, in the last couple of weeks, 25th of October or so. And Corrine had a dream about bubbles, and it made Jason think about this experience Judy had with bubbles on her screensaver. And the thing is, he didn't know what show or at any point what show that was. He just remembered the experience. I directed him to this show, and it was as if the Lord connected him to that through Corrine's dream to confirm that this was a show he wanted him to listen to. So already we're starting to see some pretty anointed things, and you can see now another fulfillment of a one-year anniversary that we had not yet mentioned. So lots of stuff there. I think I'm going to stop on that. But I see Carol has called in, so we'll say hi to Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, everybody. And
how are
Tom,
you?
Have you still... Good. And Tom, have you
Carol.
Still on the phone?
Hi, Carol.
Happy,
love
happy
you.
Birthday.
Thank you.
Love you, too. You know, I'm so glad I'm talking to you on the phone, you know, just to wish you a happy birthday. But the best birthday present is... if the Lord comes for us tonight, that would be a wonderful birthday.
Amen.
Present. However, you know, I just want to add to what you were saying, Jerry, that as you were talking, I was recalling what Black video that in, you know, 2013, right, I think it was the words he heard, there is no more time, there is no more time. He heard it twice. And, you know, we all thought that it was, we all believed that it was 2013, and then again, you know, all these things happened last year, so we're still excited. We're still excited, but it just reminded me of
we're just older.
Lord.
We're still excited,
yeah.
We're just older. anyway, sorry, Cheryl.
Don't rub it in. Don't rub it in.
Yeah, don't.
Hey, I'm riding in the same boat with you, okay? We're all in the same boat.
Oh, you're not that old.
No, but I have my moments here.
Just a little bit, you know, I refuse to say I'm 61 years old. I say I'm 61 years young, and if we want to really get to the bottom of it, we transpose the numbers, and instead of me being 61, I'm really 16. How about that?
Well, I just keep getting younger. Every year my birthday, I get younger. So
yeah,
I'm like that. I'm 24.
How old are you at 72?
Carol,
I don't
that,
know.
That's funny. It's funny you say that, because the other happy birthday song I was going to play for Tana was Happy Birthday, Sweet 16.
Aww.
I had already decided I was going to play that. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God!
That's awesome. And by the way, it is the overnight of the 4th/5th. Just to remember 5th of November. Overnight.
I got to play that too. Thanks, Donna. That's right. That's great. We'll just do that one more time. Da 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 da.
Right. So, anyways, I'm really excited for this month. I was excited last month. I was excited, for September. But I'm also excited simply because I've just learned to surrender. Well, I'm still learning, but, you know, surrender everything to the Lord while we're still here. So I'm surrendering my mind every day and my thoughts and my heart, my motives, you know, my desires, so that He will change my desires and make, you know, so that my desires are really, his desires are really my desires. You know, I want my taste buds to change so that what he really, really likes and loves, those will be what I really love and like. In other words, getting the world out of me and replacing it with his, you know, his world, his, you know, his love, his joy, his peace, you know, his wisdom, his truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's I want more of him and less of me. And I was just excited. I don't think it's a coincidence. I don't believe in coincidences. But when you were talking about, Judy and her experience and everybody, what everybody went through, you know, with so many people let me backtrack. When you were talking about the dreams and visions so many people had last year on November 19th, it just occurred to me, you know, that was the second year, just like Rhody had, you know, mentioned in 2013, and then, you know, in his last video, he mentioned, you know, he heard the time is over, there's no more time, and he said, you know, that's like 2 days, which in the word of God is 2,000 years, a day is like 1,000 years unto the Lord. And now we're entering into the third year, the third day, you know, and God willing, this is the moment we're going to depart and be changed into our glorious body. So, yeah, I just think that was fun and interesting.
Awesome. Thank you, Carol. I think I'm going to take care of some business, and let's do some happy birthday and remember November 5th, and we'll come back for
glory. Okay.
Second time this season, Shindig proudly presents the one and only Neil Sedaka.
La, 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 la. Happy birthday, sweet 16. La, 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 la. Happy birthday, sweet 16. Tonight, tonight.
It is to Madame Justice that I dedicate this concerto in honor of the holiday she seems to have taken from these parts, and in recognition of the impostor that stands in her stead. Tell me, do you know what day it is, Evie?
November the 4th.
Not anymore. Remember, remember the 5th of November, the gunpowder, treason, and plot. I know of no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. First, the overture. Yes, strings. Listen carefully, can you hear it? Now the brass.
I can hear it. Look how fast I'm, eh? How did he do that?
Wait. Here comes the crescendo.
There it is. Remember, remember the 5th of November. Gunpowder, treason, and plot. No reason should ever be forgot. So here we are. I'm not declaring we're reliving the Elijah pattern right now because there's a lot of things to look at. But what is coming out of this, probably 3, 4, maybe 5 different ways, which I haven't discussed them all, I don't believe. I'm seeing a lot of one-year anniversary things. And quite frankly,
on that November 19th show, I was so impressed by what I was hearing from Bill that I didn't total everything up the way Jason did. And this is why we need to work together, because and what's amazing is he should have the least focus of any of us. And he and Michelle certainly blow me away right now on that score. So it's awesome. And that whole list of things about the 19th, and you know, I know in my mind, I don't know if I mentioned it on the show or not, I don't recall, but the one-year anniversary of the Lord falling on Judy's son was notable, but never really struck out to me, because it was sort of one day disjointed from the pattern. And because from the 20th of November that year to the beginning of what we identified as the beginning of the Elijah pattern was the 28th of February, which is Judy's birthday. So you have on the 19th and the 20th, the day for her son. On the 28th is her birthday, so that's a day for her. Between the 20th of November and the 28th of February, it's exactly 100 days, which is 250-day periods, which is what the rest of the Elijah pattern, well, mostly, it's what the core of the Elijah pattern was made up of. So there it is. We're going to continue to look at this. I continue to have some difficulty getting some time set aside to do it. Looks like that's going to be true for a while, but I'll try to peck through as much as I can, and we'll see where we go. Maybe up. Maybe up.
Up sounds good.
So, Tana,
up, definitely up.
I want to just, we're talking, she goes, Rosemary and Michelle were going, and Carol, actually, if Elisha and the prophets knew Elijah's departure today, why can't we? So we're all going, why not? And I said, oh, yeah, it's Tana's birthday. It's today.
Yes.
So you are our today girl.
Yes.
And
yes, today.
It is. You are today girl. And therefore, it's also now by nightfall, at least traditionally, November 5th. So here we go. Happy birthday, Tana.
Yes. Yes. I'm thinking maybe if we march around something for 7 days and make some noise and tambourines, you know, maybe he'll take us up or something.
Right, right, exactly.
Oh, Lord.
Right.
Find something we can march around for 7 days.
I want the symbols.
Yes, symbols,
okay.
Definitely. Tambourines, harp.
Yeah, get the symbols. Have a little.
We're desperate,
yeah, Jesus.
We're going to march.
Drill.
You better watch out.
That's right.
We're going to be crazy then by the time you take us up.
She's our band leader.
Yes, definitely. Get out there with your symbols, girl.
Yeah, I can have a baton, too.
Go right ahead. Oh my goodness.
What do they call those contraptions where they're all kinds of different musical instruments sort of connected together that one person
oh,
will
yeah,
go
I know
on
what you
and,
mean.
I don't know what they're called.
What
I know
called.
You're talking about, but I don't know what they're called.
A
one man band.
I've seen those in real life a few times. And what I'm remembering is I think in the movie Mary Poppins, Dick Van Dyke's character wears one of those.
Oh, yes.
There's some particular
and a
name.
Drama.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Oh,
so,
gosh.
So, Tana, you're going to have
a lot of equipment.
We're gonna have...
Oh, goodness. Poor Jesus. Father, take him off quick. They're losing it.
I'll march around Universal 7 times.
Oh, go right ahead with your symbol. Go
yeah.
right ahead. That
Amen.
Makes enough
Amen.
Noise, vibrations with your baton. Let us know how it works out.
Yep.
Honestly, if Hollywood, no one would even know what I was doing. They would just
they
be,
think you
they
would.
Wouldn't.
No,
they wouldn't. I'd be blending right in, and they wouldn't even know.
You're rehearsing for something. You're rehearsing
That's
for poofing.
Funny. That's funny. That's pretty much what I have.
Okay.
I think I do need to move on. Does anyone have something else they really want to share?
I was just going to say, I don't know if you saw the guy's website, but how Israel, there's been three red blood moons over the Sea of Galilee and the coming up of the moon. There have been three now.
Wow.
That lives, a Christian in Jerusalem has been videotaping them. Yeah, he's the watcher in Jerusalem. And so I watched the video. He said they've had three blood moons. And then someone said that meant they asked the Holy Spirit about him. The Holy Spirit said it meant war for Jerusalem. So.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right.
War. Wow, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible. Yeah. Three.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Definitely.
Okay.
Well, I think I'll send
us
that one song here. A little more light.
Jerry, go eat that cupcake for my birthday, please.
Oh, I will. In fact, maybe we'll just have a mini cupcake eating party when I get off the show here.
Cut it in 8 pieces.
Thank you, Father.
Share
Thank you, Jesus. We trust you in all things. We are looking for you every day. Okay, here's some Elijah Rock.
Okay.
Happy birthday. Come on, sister, help me to pray. Tell me my Lord done pass his way.
Elijah Rock.
Texas ain't nothing but a pig in the grass. He's a conjurer, he's a liar.
Oh,
Elijah Rock.